Miff Warhurst.
Weekdays on ABC Radio, online and on the ABC Listen app.
Getting kids to learn a new language can, I reckon, be a bit of a challenge. It's hard enough for me as an adult. I have tried. I will admit I'm not very good. I'm not quick on the uptake. But when it comes to teaching Australian Sign Language, or AUSLAN, as it's more commonly known, sometimes all it takes is just a little song to help you along. A school in Darwin has used song to help make one of its deaf students feel more included in the classroom. This is beautiful. And it's taught kids and teachers alike AUSLAN in a surprisingly effective fashion. Assistant Principal of Lenya Primary, Ebony Coates, who has driven this initiative, joins me now. Hello, Ebony.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Talk us through how this all started. Why was it important for your students to learn AUSLAN?
Well, at Lenya we have a beautiful, bright young lady by the name of Sophie Waldron. She came to us in preschool when she was 4 years old last year, and she is profoundly deaf. So part of our program now is just implementing AUSLAN into our teaching and learning curriculum on a day-to-day basis so we can ensure that Sophie is included into our mainstream school here in Darwin.
Has she said how she feels being more included?
It's tricky because communication, we're all still learning at the same time Sophie is. So Sophie started with us in preschool with limited AUSLAN, and over the past 2 years we've built in a program to develop her AUSLAN with a connection with DeafNT and RIDBC, which is the Royal Institute for Deaf and Blind Children. And through working with those partnerships, we're starting to develop her language and her communication. But the results of her yesterday and the excitement on her face with her whole class and another class participating in the one song, Count Us In, was amazing. So her face speaks for itself, really.
Brilliant. How do you teach song in AUSLAN form? What's the process in the classroom?
Well, it can be quite tricky. So with the Count Us In one song yesterday, Thomas Patterson in Sydney actually created the AUSLAN production that we used, because AUSLAN in comparison to English is quite different grammatically. So we actually presented the song to our Year 6 kids before we went on air yesterday, and the Year 6 kids said, "Oh, but the transition students aren't singing." And I said, "That's because it's really tricky to sing the lyrics from the song and sign in AUSLAN, because grammatically they don't align." So the kids were able to sign but not necessarily sing at the same time. So it was very, very tricky for the kids, but they're learning. They're getting there.
So it's a bit like rubbing your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time, that kind of thing. It's quite difficult to do at the same time, to sing and to sign.
Absolutely. Very difficult. A couple of words in the English language are sort of dropped out in AUSLAN. In the at, they're not necessary. You can convey as much as you need to with your signs without having every single word in the English dictionary translated. So when we're singing the song, there are a couple of words that were dropped out, but we obviously sign and the message is still conveyed.
Yeah. This is not your first time at the rodeo, Ebony. You've done this before. What's your background in learning AUSLAN?
Well, as a child, I was quite interested in AUSLAN. So I started with just some basic beginner courses, actually when I was in primary school, and then again a couple more when I was in middle school and high school. And my previous school, our whole school learnt how to sign the Australian National Anthem in AUSLAN, our end of year song we'd also perform in AUSLAN, and a couple of books along the way. So it's just about becoming an inclusive practice and having it just the basics, how are you, the alphabet, just basic signs is quite helpful to have in every day-to-day life, I suppose.
Yeah, I would have loved it as a kid. I learnt the alphabet on the back of an exercise book in AUSLAN because they gave you the letters, and that's the only way I learnt that. But that's not that useful when it comes to having a conversation necessarily. It's a great thing you're doing. As you mentioned yesterday, your school was one of many that joined in the national initiative that's run by Music Australia called Music Count Us In, a national exercise in which children across Australia learn a song together to help celebrate music education. And the song sounded a little bit like this. That's your song. And some schools This is what we've been discussing, participated with Auslan and other accessible versions to make sure that everyone in the classroom was involved. And how did it go?
It was brilliant. And I think the song was really appropriate and embodied that inclusivity that we want in schools as a whole school approach. You know, we are united.
We've got some here.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Everyone's having a good time.
It's beautiful. And you can hear Sophie there. She's fairly nonverbal, but, you know, she is learning some of the phonics and some of the sounds. So she's trying to sing and sign at the same time. She's just one incredible student.
Oh, that's brilliant. And we want to thank our Darwin colleagues as well for getting us that audio and recording it for us here today. That's brilliant. It's not the only way, though, that classmates at Leanya Primary have learned sign language. Have there been other mediums used?
Yeah, so we've done the online. We've had people come in from Deaf NT and RIDBC. We have Liz who comes and supports our school. We have the Department of Education. The hearing team comes in as well. They've learned online through Sally and Possum, which is a fantastic program. We've done face-to-face. We've had tutors come in. Every possible opportunity we have, we'll learn. And the kids are really engaged, and it's to the point where our, you know, Sophie's in transition, but our Year 6 kids are starting to see that the transition kids are becoming more fluent in the playground, and it's spiked their interest. So they're actually going home and trying to learn the alphabet using YouTube or whatever they can find.
That's fantastic. You are inspiring them. But as with all little children, when they learn something new, they want the naughty stuff. And I certainly worked out how to say some very rude things using Auslan from the back of the exercise book. I was quite the pro and can still remember how to spell out those words right now as I think about it. Have you taught them, or are they interested in it, in the naughty words?
Not at this stage. It's actually very interesting that
You've got
more,
good kids.
We do. They're more concerned about understanding the signs for family. They're really interested in knowing the signs for friendship, family. They want to be able to find mum and dad, brother and sister. They love the colours, days of the week. They are engaged in welcoming, greetings, goodbyes, thank yous. So far, we're pretty lucky.
Yeah, you are, because there's no kids like me in your class doing very, very rude words up the back of the bus on school trips, which is my memory of it. I'm terrible. Evanay, since you're an educator, for anyone listening right now who also might want to learn some Auslan, where should they start? You mentioned online there are programs. Yeah. How do we go about this?
So, well, actually the Australian curriculum has just released an Auslan curriculum that we're starting to overlay the top of our and embed into the top of our mainstream curriculum. So that would be a great starting place to have a look at the Auslan curriculum. From there, we've managed to look online. We've reached out to RIDBC. Deaf NT have been great in supporting us. So our local support networks have been fantastic, because our teachers have just gone off their own time and money to go out and get Auslan courses and learn at their own pace. So it's about seeing what's around in your community. You know, our tutors, we've asked them, can you help support us after school and run little sessions with us for half an hour after school so we can catch up on a few more signs each week? So I think the community is a really good place to look, but also that Australian curriculum in Auslan.
Can you just look up curriculum? I wouldn't know where to start. Do you?
If you just Google Australian curriculum, the curriculum is there as part of our languages. So it's a new introduction that's just started this year, so we are still unpacking it and looking at what expectations we need to be meeting as a school, and we're starting to see how we can embed that into our programs that we already teach every day.
Well, it's a wonderful initiative, and I look forward to hearing more coming out of your primary school, Leanya Primary School in Darwin. Thank you so much, Evanay Coates.
Thank you for your time.
Brilliant. Evanay Coates there on how music can help make sure everyone gets to sing along.